Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel sets the stage for the appearance of Antichrist as the Jewish state normalizes relations with the United Arab Emirates. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
History was made when Prime Minister Netanyahu, along with the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and joined by the President of the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, announced the normalization between the two countries, Israel and the UAE. Winky, give me your first blush thoughts as it relates to the agreement made by the United States, Israel, and the UAE.
This has been, of course, one of the main diplomatic elements that Netanyahu has had, offering Israel's alliance in terms of military assistance, but also to isolate to a certain extent the issue of the so-called problem of Palestine. This has always been one of his main planks. The surprise, of course, is that it just popped up right now. It was well expected that it would eventually sometime it would happen.
We think about several things, the pressure from President Trump on the Prime Minister. What other ramifications might there be with this decision that was just made?
It might seem obvious that Mr. Trump was pressuring Mr. Netanyahu to provide some sort of diplomatic achievement that would help him in his own presidential campaign leading up to November. At the same time, Mr. Netanyahu realized over the past few months that without the Trump administration input and support, no sovereignty anywhere could have been extended to any of the territory in Judea and Samaria if Mr. Trump was not on board. If he ever wants sovereignty, he's going to have Trump back in the White House. So for him, maybe, it was a quid pro quo. This way, I think, Netanyahu, in my opinion, will be able to stave off any possible collapse of his government. If he's going to have peace, let's give him the possibility of doing so and not bring down his government.
Winky Medad with the details behind the normalization of relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. In the historic announcement by President Donald Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, the world witnessed another peace agreement between the Jewish state and the Arab nations, the third such agreement. Egypt, Jordan, and now the United Arab Emirates have peace agreements with Israel. These are all peace agreements that will soon be confirmed, not signed, but confirmed by the Antichrist. And that is Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...